Good afternoon. Thank you for being here this afternoon as we will officially break ground on fire station number 2 for the city of Bryan. Mayor, did you want to call things to order, or shall we go ahead with the program, all right?
Scott, I'll go ahead and call the Bryan City Council workshop meeting Tuesday, October 18th, 2016, 2 p.m. to order.
Thank you, sir. Now let's go to work. First, now I'd like to formally introduce, in case you don't know him, the guy who just had the honor guard come up with the flag, our fire chief here in the city of Bryan, and that's Reggie McGriff. Chief.
Thank you, Scott, very much. Thank all of you for being here today. This is obviously a very big day for us. We're very excited about this. I'd like to thank some of our fire service and public safety officials here who are here today. Chief Joe Warren with College Station Fire and all your crews, thank you. Chief Robert Moore with the Emergency Services Training Institute and all your staff, thank you very much. I know we've seen PHIs here. Patrick Corley with 911 Dispatch and all of your staff, thank you for being here. And I hope I haven't missed any others. If I have, again, thank you for being part of this with us. Again, we're very excited to be here today. This is a big day for us as we begin construction for this new fire station. This has been in the works for several years now, and it's finally coming to fruition today. The station will be over 20,000 square feet, 5 bays. It's going to provide some administrative space, as well as a training room that can be used by the community or neighborhood associations. This station is going to meet the needs not only of today, but for years to come. The old station down the street in Delwood, by the time this station is completed, it will be 50 years old. This station here, I'm very confident, will pass that mark. Again, as we meet the needs today, and this building will have room to grow as the city continues to grow and as the Bryan Fire Department continues to grow. It's been very exciting over the last decades to see the evolution of the Bryan Fire Department, from where we were to where we are today. Quite a bit of growth, changes in technology, changes in the number of people we have on duty each day, many, many improvements. And yet again today, another exciting part as we watch our organization grow. The old station down the street, you may believe, is the first station too. But actually, it's not. Just a bit of history here. This will actually be the third fire station number 2 in Bryan. Right down Cabot Street here at the corner of Glenwood is the original station 2. And if you don't realize that, when you drive by and look at that building, which is still standing today, it's very obvious it was a fire station, but many people don't realize that. So again, this is our third station number 2. We're very excited. This new facility and everything we improve upon benefits the citizens of Bryan. And everybody in this community comes through as a visitor. And we're getting excited about that. I just want to say how proud I am of all the men and women of the Bryan Fire Department for the job they do every day, answering the needs of the community, putting their lives on the line, and going out performing a life and property-saving service. I'd like to thank Mayor Bayinski, both past councils and current councils, for their support and funding with this project. I'd also like to thank city management as well. It's obvious without this support, we would not be here today. This is a huge undertaking, certainly a team effort, and where we've been today has required, again, a lot of support, and we are truly grateful. I would like to thank all the other city departments that have gotten us here today to this point. As we move forward, as the slab goes in and the walls go up, many different city organizations and departments will be participating in this. And we're very grateful for your assistance. Again, this is not something we can do on our own. And we're so happy to have you on our team. Also, would like to thank BRW Architects. This is not our first time to work with them. We have a very good relationship. They've done a tremendous amount of work as well to get us here today. And we thank them for that. Also, we're very excited about LDF Construction. Our meetings have gone well. We're very confident they're going to get this project done, do it right. And it's very exciting to have that relationship established as we watch them go to work. We look forward to the ribbon cutting in approximately 9 to 12 months when this facility is done. I hope all of you will be able to come back on that day as we cut the ribbon and open this new facility. Again, I'd just like to say in closing what a huge day this is. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this community and a part of our family. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
I grew up in a city south of here, and we didn't have a fire station. And I moved here, man, I'm 7 years old. I want to go see the firefighters. And so that's where we went the original over on Glenwood, because it was open. That was 53 years ago. Anyway, a while back. But then when my kids grew up, they grew up just down the street. Same thing. That's the first fire station my kids went to. I got a grandson now. He's not going to be old enough to appreciate this one yet, but we'll continue the tradition. They're going to go to Bryan Fire Station and see those. Now, speaking for the city of Bryan, here's the mayor, Jason Baines.
Howdy. It's my honor to be here today. I first want to introduce some of the council members that are here present. Councilmember Al Sons, Councilmember Ben Hardiman, Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens, right behind you. Are there any other council members here present that I missed? I apologize. Councilmember Simak is under the weather today, so he called me to give his best wishes and congratulations on the new fire station number 2. It's kind of a bittersweet day for me. This is, Chief, this is one of my last few official acts as your mayor. It's been an honor to serve as your mayor, but I couldn't end it on a higher than to be here to dedicate the new fire station number 2. I'm not quite as old as Scott DeLucia, but the fire station number 2 on Delwood's the one that we all remembered, and it's quite small compared to what we're going to have here today. So I'm very proud to want to thank the city staff, the Bryan City Council, and their support, especially the citizens of Bryan. Their support, their dollars, tax dollars that help us get here today to support our men and women of the Bryan Fire Department and all they do and have done for our communities over the years. Again, it has been my honor to serve as your mayor and my honor to serve with each and every one of you, and I'm so thrilled and proud of this facility. Chief, I hope y'all don't forget me in 9 to 12 months. Invite me back, and I'd love to come see the new facility. We'll be quite proud of it here, and I know all the citizens of Bryan are going to be very proud, but on behalf of the Bryan City Council and all of the wonderful citizens of Bryan, we thank each and every one of you from the Bryan Fire Department for all that you've done for our community and sacrificed over the years, and wish you the very best in your new facility and success from years to come, and Godspeed and God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Now let's hear from some of the principals having to do with this beautiful fire station that we're going to have. At this time, I'd like to introduce the architect representative, Ray Holiday, from BRW Architects. Mr. Holiday.
Good afternoon. I'm Ray Holiday with BRW Architects. I'm our studio director of our College Station office. We specialize in municipal work and have done a little over 160 fire stations the last 15 years, and we did Station 5 a few years ago, and we're very thankful to be part of this project, and we thank the fire department and the city for this opportunity, so we thank you very much. I would like to introduce my team who did most of the work. Jim Bedial, our project manager in the back. Marcus Gibbon, our project coordinator somewhere, and then Luke Franks, my other project coordinator there, so I want to thank them very much. So as Randy indicated, the station's about 23,000 square feet. It's going to be able to sleep about 15 firefighters, and the fire marshal and his staff will be out on one side of the building, and then the other side of the building will be mostly the fire station side of it with all the sleeping quarters and living quarters and so forth. So it's a one-story building, red brick, kind of traditional in spirits. I think you guys will really enjoy it. So, anyway, I thank you very much for the opportunity and look forward to coming back in about 9 to 12 months.
Thank you. Now for comments representing LDF Construction, their representative, Lynn Foster. Mr. Foster.
Good afternoon. We're very excited to be part of this project. We've worked with BRW on many fire stations before. It's a beautiful design. I'm sure it's something the city's going to be very proud of, and we're going to be very proud of. And I look forward to working with the city, the architect, to construct something that'll truly be a monument to the city. Thank you.
At this time, we would like to bless the site. So to do that, we'll be chaplain for the fire department, Ernest Upchurch.
Jesus said, "Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking, and if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." Our firefighter brothers, distinguished guests, friends, and family, we are here today to ask God to dwell in the new fire station number 2. This is not just a place to store gear or to house equipment. This station holds our department as a family. This is a symbol of God's love and care for us and a testament to his calling to protect the people of our community, the city of Bryan. Let us pray together. Almighty and loving God, you are our calling to the fire service. Bless this new station and all who serve here with your protection, strength, and skills as we go in your name to fight for those who are in danger. Bind us together with cords which cannot be broken, of family ties for all who serve here. Let those cords be the ones of duty, friendship, and dedication. Use us, we pray, to be the strength for the weak, freedom for those who are trapped, and hope for all of those who are in danger. Let this station stand as a beacon throughout our community to show that you are at work through this city. Lord, let this station serve as a resting place for those warriors who serve in your calling. Let it always be filled with your peace, and all who come in here feel your presence. Let this station be a safe haven and a place of comfort where all can come in their time of need. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Well, nothing left that we need to do except turn a little dirt over here. So let's get the shovels and move some dirt.